Next, we're going to talk about the kind of publicity you can't buy. That's what happens when talk show host and megastar Oprah Winfrey gets behind your cause, your product, or your candidacy. That's what she's doing this weekend for Democratic presidential hopeful Barack Obama. It's a first for Oprah. She'll be hitting the campaign trail in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina on Obama's behalf. To talk about Oprah's turn on the campaign trail, we called Washington Post columnist and observer of the political theater, Dana Milbank. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Is Oprah's endorsement of Obama the biggest celebrity endorsement a candidate could ever hope to have?
Well, of course it is, because she's not really just a celebrity. She's a corporation and a conglomerate, 8 million viewers a day. She's got the magazine. She's got the web presence. And people actually follow her advice. They follow her. When George W. Bush went on her show in September of 2000, he was 10 points behind Al Gore. He very soon after that caught up in the poll, and a lot of people in our business called it the Oprah bounce. She has turned Tolstoy into a 21st century best-selling author. She has made a schlub like Dr. Phil into a national icon. She can do magical things, whether it's she's doing that for fashion or whether she's doing that for books. She's never tried it for a presidential candidate before. It remains to be seen, but it's entirely possible that this Oprah bounce is something that America has never seen before.
Will they follow her advice on something like a presidential candidate? Is there any indication of that?
Every indication is that celebrity endorsements mean absolutely nothing. It is doubtful that Mike Huckabee is going to become the president, even though Chuck Norris says he should become the president. Bruce Springsteen didn't do the job for John Kerry, and certainly Al Gore didn't do the job for Howard Dean. But the Pew Research Center, a nonprofit, nonpartisan group, actually polled on the subject and found that 60% of people actually believe that she would have a beneficial effect for Obama, and only 3% believe that she wouldn't. Now, who knows if that actually plays out in practice? We are in uncharted territory here.
Is part of that territory that Oprah Winfrey is going out on the campaign trail personally? Does the equation change because she's putting herself right out there in front of people, retail politics, speaking and endorsing Obama?
That's right. It's not just a tacit endorsement. She's had the fundraiser at her big estate called the Promised Land. I don't believe any other politician has ever been admitted to the Promised Land. And let's face it, the people who Oprah appeals to are sort of women in that sort of 25 to 50 age group, which is exactly the sweet spot of the electorate. That's a group that has been going to Hillary Clinton. If he can peel enough of those away, he's going to be in great shape.
And Dana, the Oprah factor actually gets us to, have we arrived at the point in this campaign in particular, where as much of the political process is driven by celebrity as other parts of our culture are driven by celebrity?
I think that's a great point, Renee. In fact, Chris Dodd, who's basically an asterisk in this race, is complaining about the celebrity candidates in the race. And he's right, of course, but it's really more a popularity contest than anything else. So when you consider Obama's popularity surge because he was in a People magazine spread in his bathing suit in the surf. It was called Beach Babes. He's right there next to Penelope Cruz. You consider that Giuliani is so important in this race because he was Time's Man of the Year because of his celebrity. And then we have to realize that Romney and Clinton and Dodd himself are really following other relatives with that same name into this business. It's all about name recognition. It's all about popularity. It has very little to do with where somebody actually stands.
So maybe we should point out to all the people who wouldn't know this, Democrat Chris Dodd is running for president.
It does need to be pointed out, except for that 1% or 2% who are actually supporting him. And even they may not realize that his father was a United States senator.
Dana, pleasure talking to you again.
Thanks very much, Renee.
Dana Milbank is the author of the forthcoming book, Homo Politicus, The Strange and Barbaric Tribes of the Beltway.